How's it going, everybody? Yeah, as you mentioned, my name is Josh. So, yeah, as you mentioned, today we're going to be talking about contentment because I just think it's such an overlooked thing. I mean, a lot of us know what contentment is to a certain degree, right? We understand, like, what it means to be grateful. But I think we sometimes overlook the depth of it, or we just kind of like go through our lives and we don't really like we forget to be content, right? Especially in today's age, because you know everything is just so given to us, like technology. Everything is just, you don't have to work for it as much, you know, in certain things. But I think that, you know, one thing I was thinking about is, like, you ever looked at, you maybe have a pet or something, and, you know, they're just laying there, they're enjoying life, they're just doing their thing. No, not a worry in the world, right? And you almost have a little bit of a jealousy for such a thing, right? Because you're like, man, life is hard, life is difficult, right? Even your kid, right? You remember when you were a kid and you were like, man, you didn't even think about it when you were a kid. You just enjoyed life. You just, you know, appreciate it. Yeah. So, I want to dive a little deeper, though, into contentment and what the Bible says about contentment. So, it seems to be that, you know, today we're always searching for happiness, you know, through means of material things, like cars, money, sex, drugs, etc. Things, people, right? You know, day after day we do things almost automatically. You know, go to your favorite coffee shop, listen to your favorite podcast, music. Maybe you really love fashion. You're always going shopping. You're always doing these things to get a little bit of that serotonin, right? Things that make you happy, right? Why is it that we always feel the need for more, right? Why is it like after we get those things, yeah, we're happy for a bit, but there we go again, right? We need, you know, we want more clothes, we want more shows, right? More episodes, just anything, right? We seem to have this always need to fill that gap, right? The desire. Some people, as quick as the next day, they want something new, you know? Things get old, boring, out of style to them, you know? They see somebody else with something shinier, newer, and there's jealousy, right? We all kind of have that in our lives at some point, and it's because of our sin nature. We're born, you know, sinners. We're born with such a desire to fulfill the flesh, right? Our natural desires. But these things will never truly fill the gap that you're feeling inside. When you're at home alone by yourself to your own thoughts and you have that feeling inside that, like, man, I'm missing something, right? I mean, you might reflect and be like, I got all these things, there's just something missing. Well, I want to share, you know, today that you will never truly feel contentment, happiness, true joy without Christ. It's not possible. You might think you do, but if you were to realize the value of who Christ is and what he provides and what he has done for sinners like you and me, there is no comparison. There is no comparison. Everything you see before you today, people, items, material things, everything that you have, everything fades. Everything will fade. But having a relationship with God will never fade. Amen. It's impossible. God is eternal. Yeah. everlasting. And the love and joy that he has for his people and that he can provide, it's like I said, it's incomparable. I mean, you will never feel as though, don't get me wrong, because although I have this relationship with God and I seek after him, of course, I still have sin nature. I still desire certain things, and sometimes God stops me for a second, right? Next thing you know, I'm looking for a job or something, right? I'm like, man, remember the time I had a job? or whatever it may be, right? You're sick. Man, we realize how great it was when I wasn't, right? When I was healthy. We don't take those things and we don't appreciate life. I do remember, as like I said, you know, as a kid, at least when I was younger, I for surely appreciated life a lot more. But as you get older, it can be stressful because your responsibilities is a lot heavier. There's a heavier weight. You got kids to look after. You got people. You got so many things going on in your life. And that's why I think we truly need Christ. Because if you know who God is, he provides everything that you need. If you have him, you truly have no need for anything else. Because in his word, he says he will provide. I want to give some specific verses if I can, but... So, as you can see up here, this is such a good scripture I wanted to point to. Matthew 6:19-21 says, "Do not store up yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So, as I mentioned, the things of this world, they fade away. People steal them. All these things, they're just temporary, right? And wherever you are seeking to, whatever is your focus in life, to, you know, get that happiness that you're looking for, that's where your heart is, right? But if your heart is with Christ, and I feel like I'm repeating myself, but if your heart is with God, you will truly be satisfied. Yes. Not perfectly, because like I said, we are human. But some other verses I would love, and also Paul makes a great statement when he says, you know, he's learned to be content whether he's dealing with persecution, suffering, everything in his life, he considers it to be joy, right? But why? Mm-hmm. Again, because he has Christ, he has God. He knows that no matter, nothing in this world, the pain, the suffering, nothing is greater than who God is. So,
money.
And how do we get such a thing? You may know God today, right? Or you may not. But if you don't know God, how can we get this fulfillment through him? How can we have this relationship with him? Well, one is recognizing that, like, as I mentioned, we are sinners. Why is that important to know? I mean, anybody in this room can say that they're perfect? It's impossible.
No.
Impossible. And God himself is a perfect and holy God, and he desires holiness. The word of God says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. You have to be completely perfect in order to enter the heaven. Now that's crazy, right? Like, how can anyone enter into heaven? Well, there's good news. I mean, Christ, although he didn't have to, God, although he didn't have to, sacrifice his only son on the cross so that we can have a relationship with him. That is serious. That is a big deal. God, think about it. Take a second to think about this. The creator of the universe created, gave you life, gave you everything you have, everything you see in this world today. He created us. He owes us nothing. Nothing. Why would he, if he created you, who are you? Who am I? You know? To question him as far as the way my life is. You know? It is up to me to be content. But thank God I have God to show me, right? To, you know? But again, although he didn't have to, he sacrificed his son on the cross so that we can have eternal life with him. And in heaven, you will be fulfilled 100%. There will be no question about it. Joy everlasting. No pain, no suffering. It's an amazing and wonderful thing. And it's simply by the grace of God that we have that, right? By his grace that we can have that hope. And so my main message was just for us to really reflect on life and realize that nothing can fill that void that we have inside, even when we don't realize it, is that, and the only way to fulfill that void is through Christ Jesus. So I hope that was clear. I mean, not a perfect, I'm not a perfect speaker, but I wanted to speak from the heart, and hopefully you guys can experience that today. So,
I have a question.
Yes.
He died for his sins, but he also died of a hate crime.
What was that?
Because he believed in his religion.
He believed in
Romans didn't like it.
He believed in his religion. Well, God, Jesus didn't believe in a religion. He believed in God.
Right. Yeah. He went around and talked about his gospel.
Of course. His gospel.
Romans didn't like that.
Of course not. Of course not. Yeah. And that's,
if somebody put somebody on a cross today because of their religion,
yeah. Well, today, people who believe are persecuted today for believing.
And interestingly enough, we see that when Christ came and when he lived according to the law of God and fulfilled the law of God, it wasn't just the Romans who put him to death, it was his own people. People who,
religious
who didn't
people.
Like that he was upsetting the status quo and that he was showing them that even those who seemed to be religious and seemed to be together and have their acts together, even they needed redemption that could only come from God. So that message was offensive, even to his own people. But the gospel is offensive to us because it reveals to us what's broken in us. And I'm glad that Josh came and taught on contentment this morning, because I'm not sure if you noticed this, but when Adam and Eve were first made, the first man and woman were put together in the garden, they were satisfied. They had everything that they needed. But what ruined that for them? How did the enemy trick them? What did he say to them? It says here in chapter 3 of Genesis, it says, he said to the woman, the serpent came in and deceived the woman and said, did God actually say to you, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said that you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So the first lie is a lie of discontentment. You've been given all this good. God has never done anything harmful to you. He has blessed you with dominion. He's given you the honor of bearing his image to the rest of creation. He has given you a position of glory. And yet, the serpent came in and said, but you can have more than what God has given to you. You could be like God is. And the discontentment of man's heart said, you know what? Maybe there is something more than what God has decided to give me. I think I'll go after that. Even though God had clearly told them that eating of that fruit would cause them to die. So when Christ comes and fulfills the law, he does what man in the garden could not do. He keeps the law of God. He does everything that Adam fell short of doing. And then he gives glory and honor to the Lord God by going forward and suffering the penalty of sin himself. He takes our punishment and he endures the wrath for it so that those who trust in him will not perish but have eternal life. And it is only through that reconnection to God where we finally find real contentment, a contentment that lasts forever, a contentment that's not based on our circumstances but is based on the promises of God which cannot be broken. So thank you, brother, for bringing the word this morning. Let's pray and then we'll conclude, okay? God, we love you and we're grateful for your word this morning. May it be like a lighthouse for us that when we are wandering in our lives and we don't know where to go and despair is on the horizon, Lord, that the truth of God would show us the hazards of the shore and would keep us from running aground, Lord God. We need you to direct us and guide us. We need Christ. If our faith is not in him, then we are building the foundation of our lives on shifting sand and it's sure to topple. But Father, if we trust in your son, Jesus Christ, then we can build our lives upon a rock, a firm foundation that will not be moved. And no matter how bad the storms rise up, no matter how tough the winds are against us and the rain that beats down, Father, we will not be shaken because we are founded upon the truth of Christ. And so I praise you, God, for the time we'll get to spend together this morning. We ask that you would help this food be a blessing to many. And we give you all the glory and praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, you guys.